Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
We're on the last lap.
The last lap
of
this
flying by today. Show.
Actually, I two nights ago, I saw the last segment of Night's Fall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a great series, and I didn't realize it was over because I went to look for it this week on to be scheduled, and so I found out it was the last one. Pope Honorius. Night's Fall is about the Knights Templar,
mm-hmm.
and Pope Honorius in 1128 made the Knights Templar the official army of God. The whole story with the Crusades and how the Knights Templar came about, it was so bizarre. And then the church got too crazy because they were too powerful. But really, it's a great, I don't know what station. It's like one of the crazy networks,
mm-hmm.
Ovation or something like that. Mm. But Knights Templar, and it was 1128.
Knights, K-N-I-G-H-T-S?
Right, okay. Fall.
Right.
And 1128 is when Pope Honorius made them the official army of God.
1128?
That's really...
What's 1128?
11 and 28 hours until Christina Lee's
birthday. Wow.
Oh, how many hours?
That's hours.
We're getting into the hours now.
We're getting into the hours.
Oh. Ooh.
Last week we did minutes.
I know. It was really.
It's getting tough to find things.
Starting to shudder now.
I know. That's right. Get it ready.
But I did watch that show. It's a good show.
You know what? That's where my game wasn't sharp. I didn't pick up on it.
I know you
right
did.
Away.
I can see your face.
I know.
I saw your
he
face.
Thought, you know, he just thought he was getting some great information about the Knights Templar. So, you know, and a good show to watch.
But it really, it's a very good show.
I'm
it's
back
a good show.
Again now.
There you go. But, you know, enough about that. Everyone mark it down, April 3rd. But
give out your address.
That's right. I'll take gifts.
A health chat.
But what I want to, another great thing that actually we got a letter from one of our legislators, Ellen Birnbaum, yesterday, I believe it was. And it was addressed to our wonderful Shari Baton, who's our senior mobility manager. And through our pedestrian safety committee that came out of the Great Neck Advisory Committee, they're going to be putting these pedestrian crossing signs at three different locations in Great Neck that were really an issue. And it became, and I think this is just so great, and I love seeing when these things work because people brought it up to Shari, you know, and it was just in passing. I know, Otto, you even had suggestions, you know, this light goes to their stop sign, you know, it's whatever it might be. And I think it's important because Shari took all that information, brought it to legislator Birnbaum because that was her district. And now they're going to be putting signs up there that say turning vehicles, yield to pedestrian and crosswalk, just to kind of increase safety. So I think it's just great that, you know, we're able to, through Project Independence and North Hempstead, connect to our, you know, the legislature and other government officials as well to get these things done, which I think is
important.
Well,
you know, part
important.
Of it, I think, too, it's the power of Project Independence because they're voters.
Mm-hmm.
And to turn around and go to the legislator, to go to the council people, or to go to whoever it is locally, Tony D'Urso, who is very good mm-hmm. and supportive of everything, and say, this is what we need. It's nothing crazy. I mean, you ask her for crazy stuff, that's different. But this is what we need as a community. You ignore us a few times. Guess what? We can find somebody else. You know, like you're saying before, Otto, you're honest. If they're not good, they're not good.
Yeah.
People aren't listening. What do we need legislators? Ellen happens to be one of the good ones. I mean, she works hard and she listens.
Well, and local politics is not like we're worrying about having a war with Spain or whoever. Pick
right.
Anything. It's about whether people can walk across the street in Great Neck without getting run over. You know, the quality
right.
of life
100%.
Level. And I think that's good stuff. Of course, walking can be hazardous.
No, it is.
I walk a lot, and I know from watching, I try to be conscious of where I cross the street. And
no, and I think, you know, and that's what I mean, you know, and it's countless the different things that have come out of this, you know, from the beginning, because it's been a couple of years now that this committee has been there. But they've painted over walkways and crosswalks that, you know, you couldn't see anymore,
right,
you know.
Right.
So the fact is, what's great about it is that through Shari, you know, and bringing it to Project Independence, you're kind of able to make those connections and figure out, okay, is this the county? This is the town road. You know, it gets complicated. So this way, you're able to do that. And they've made, you know, the light longer when you cross and stuff, which I think is certainly important. So it's just great. It's, you know, the quality of life and the fact that when government works and these things works, I think it's always a wonderful thing to
address. And these
address.
Are all little things.
Yeah.
We're not talking about millions of dollars and changing
right.
the world. It's just
right. No,
it,
and it makes a difference.
Quality of life.
Quality of life.
Absolutely.
Perfect, Otto.
Yeah.
And speaking of wonderful Project Independence, we hit our 200,000th service request last week, I believe it was. Which was really exciting for us because it's just, you know, we talk about this all the time, just the fact that Project Independence, I mean, 200,000 service requests, it's just amazing.
I agree.
And like I said last week, too, you know, each request brings so many other services along with it. So this number, while it is huge, is really even larger in the scheme of things because, you know, someone could call and say, I need my gutters cleaned, and it could lead to a whole host of other things, you know, once they start talking to the social worker. So I just think it's wonderful, and, you know, just kudos to all of the social workers and nurses out there that
question.
Are really providing great
and
stuff.
And I probably should have known
yes.
this answer. If I call,
mm-hmm.
any senior in the town of North Hempstead calls,
mm-hmm.
and I say it's my water isn't working, a light bulb, mm-hmm. etc. The social worker always goes first, or no? You'll send like Joe would go, or social
always,
worker
yeah.
starts.
So the SR gets created. You know, it would come to Paula and myself,
right.
And we look at it, and we either assign it to a social worker or a nurse, or you know, sometimes it gets, you know, we handle the different requests depending on what it might be. But if it is something, you know, that I have no hot water,
right?
It would go to the social worker in that
oh,
area,
it does? Okay.
And the social worker because we. A lot of times, too, and this is when we were building the program, people were kind of iffy about, you know, certain company, you know, organizations. They didn't want to deal with them. You know, so this way you have, you know, someone who's subcontracted through Project Independence monitoring this
okay.
whole thing and connecting you to all these things. So, you know, when it would be something like that, they would hook you up with other services that are out there, you know, that there's a lot of agencies that help, you know, give you hot water for no cost, emergency thing. So, It's really just, it works very well.
And I always talk about the social workers,
yeah.
but I didn't realize that they are basically on every call, which
yeah.
is a wonderful way to start the relationship.
Absolutely.
Because they're the
because
ones that,
that way they're also doing the initial assessment with you. So like I said, you know, you could be calling about that and, you know, you might not even realize, oh my God, I do need help with that, you know, and so they're able to kind of do that and explain to you all the services and you could choose what you want or what you don't want. So
yeah, I mean, they provide guidance
yeah.
based on your situation.
Right.
And there's none too small.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe none too big that they
and
can't
that's, you know,
try
and
to
the,
help with.
And that's what we say, too, you know, is that, you know, we're a connector. You know, a lot of times we're not directly providing the service. But I think the hardest part, you know, with people is you don't know where to begin or where to look, you know. So this way you have this resource of this person that can connect you to all these different things and pull everything together for you, which I think is half the battle, really. So it's just amazing, and it's just it's really great, and it's amazing thing to be a part of Project Independence, which really is such a special organization. So it's great. So cheers to us.
Can I throw in one here that I saw
throw
that
it in.
You put out was Making Memories with yes. Movies and music.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic basically has to do with the Gold Coast.
Yes, yeah, so the Gold Coast Art Center, which is in charge of our Gold Coast Film Festival, and the Gold Coast Art Center itself has programming all throughout the year. And we've met with them a bunch of times because they really have been trying to make more senior programming. Because they realize that's a need, and certainly the seniors are the ones who are attending all these great things, so they certainly want to do that. So this is a great program they're doing. They just had their first one on February 5th. The next one will be on March 12th, and that theme will be about movies. So making memories at the movies. Movies have the power to spark memories and create emotional connections. Come enjoy clips of classic films, and then there'll be a conversation and a kind of a reminiscence afterwards. So it's really a great program, and I think it's admission's free.
Now I'm going to expand that in a different direction,
yes.
all right? Making memories with movies.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people in my category have lots of old movies laying around,
mm-hmm.
which are going to go down the tubes if somebody doesn't do something
mm-hmm.
with them. And I did a whole digitizing process where I now have all my old movies on a hard drive.
Otto's just
all
nice.
Right. And I've taken right. and I've taken these movies and I have very poorly edited the movies into clips.
Mm-hmm.
And I added, like a lot of old movies didn't have sound.
Yeah, right.
All right. So I added.
So you sang Sweet Caroline behind everybody?
Well, I haven't gotten to the point where I know how to do
it. I mean, who knew Otto was a filmmaker, a director?
Well,
I'm really doing
like silent film editing, all right? Where I use Movie Maker, which is Microsoft thing. But I don't know how to do sound or whatever. But I can do captions. And I put captions and I say, Christina Liu. You know, I put the name of the person who's in the film. We're running out of time. Okay. And my point being that if there are people who are listening to this who have old movies, old slides, whatever, this is something to keep you amused.
I agree.
You can get them digitized. There are companies out there who do these things, not at outrageous prices, but
it's worth it. Preserve the memory.
Leave a memory of movies. I just Sunday had a family thing where there were like, I got to go fast.
Yeah, right,
30 people. And we all looked at one of the old movies, which was my uncle singing.
And we're done.
There you go.
And thank you very much. Thank you for listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
See, that's why I need.